Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And thanks so much for downloading this. And we're going to have a little chat about cancer, because when the media run story after story after story after story on the same topic, you know that you're being psyoped. And believe you me, we're being psyoped on cancer. And for reasons that we can but speculate upon. And as my evidence for what I'm claiming, I reference the online version of the Daily Mail. I had a look through it today, and sometimes you don't even need to read the individual stories. It's just basically story after story after story about cancer. Here's the first story. It concerns the Olympic cycling legend, Sir Chris Hoy. Now, as you know, Chris Hoy has got cancer. He's had 4 months of chemotherapy, and he is about to start his final round of treatment. Only 48 year old, got cancer, totally normal, right? On chemo, totally normal. I wonder, does he have the good chemo that King Charles gets that doesn't seem to have any consequences for you? But anyway, that's a prominent story about a 48 year old man who's got cancer and who's obviously, being treated. Let's move to the next story. This is, again, I'm not making this up. This is a headline. I was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer, age 25, but I thought nothing of it. And this relates to a young lady who developed a sudden pain in her abdomen. She assumed it was a UTI, a urinary tract, but it was actually a cancer that kills 17,000 Brits a year, bowel cancer. So you got that one? 25-year-old. 42-year-old. Let's scroll a little bit further. And what more do we find? Because there is more. This is the thing. They just keep running these stories. So I'm just scrolling down here to get the next story and passing some unbelievable garbage, by the way. So then he says, moving along here, we've now got... let's see what the next one is. Yeah. It's amazing. This is a new headline, right? Bowel cancer rates to soar by a tenth in the next 15 years amidst spiraling obesity rates, a charity warns. So again, another story concerning how there's going to be much more cancer in the years ahead. And I guess this is the point about all what I'm saying to you folks. That's when they're not warning us about bird flu, by the way. They do a bit of bird flu porn going as well. But these are just stories after stories after stories after cancer after cancer after cancer. And that's if you don't get enough of it concerning King Charles, and if you don't get enough of it concerning Princess Catherine. It's cancer, cancer, cancer. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, is this just total coincidence? Well, no, I don't think it is. I think the media is absolutely trolling us with cancer stories. And let's think, is there something that happened over the past couple of years that could be leading to this absolute plethora of cancer cases and cancer diagnosis? Is there something? Oh, yeah, there's something on the edge of my tongue. What could it be? Exactly that. They don't want to talk about that. We know, again, from evidence that has been conducted by some very eminent scientists, that turbo cancers are a side effect of the vaccines, the COVID vaccines. But a lot of people took the COVID vaccines. So is it surprising that we then see this emergence of all these cancers? And I mean, in all those cases, the oldest person that I'm quoting you is 48-year-old, with people in their 20s getting cancers. And we're being told, yeah, it's very normal, very, very normal for 20-year-olds to get cancer. It's not. It never has been. I was going to say it never will be, but it shouldn't ever be. And yet, I think the purpose of a newspaper like the Daily Mail is if they put enough stories out every day, cancer here, cancer there, cancer, cancer everywhere, it normalizes cancer. It's just like having the cold. Oh, yeah, I got a touch of cancer. And maybe this is what they have to do. They prep us for the inevitable consequences of the thing that you and I complained about in 2020 and 2021 and 2022, when we said, no. You know, these are experimental, these treatments. We don't know what they may lead to. Well, what if one of the things they lead to is cancer, a tsunami of cancer, which is by any definition a serious disease? If this is being accelerated by COVID treatments, then the obvious thing that you would do is you would stop COVID treatments. But they have no intention of doing that. In fact, as you know, they're getting ready for the next set of boosters, going to be the autumn booster. So they're going to keep jabbing people with these therapies, which we know can, as a consequence, potentially include cancer. And then they run all these stories about people having cancer. And it just seems to go from from mad to worse. So anyway, thanks for listening.